Coming up next is Lana Kadumi on behalf of the Palestine Solidarity Society. The Palestine Solidarity Society is a recently formed organization whose mandate is to promote the culture, society, and the issues facing the Palestinian people of today.
Hi everyone, I would like to thank everyone for coming out today. I'm going to start by reading to you parts from the script from the movie Fourth World War, describing the occupation. Occupation means that you cannot trust the open sky or any open street beneath the gaze of the sniper towers. It means that you cannot trust the future, a half-faith that the past will always be there. Occupation means you live out your life under military rule and the constant threat of death. Occupation means that every day you die, and the world watches in silence, as if your death were nothing. And if you face all of this death and indifference, and keep your humanity, and your love, and your dignity, and you refuse to surrender to their terror and despair, then you know something of the courage that is Palestine. About the role Canada plays in this occupation. Canada has been providing tax-free status to contributions to Canada Park since 1973. Canada Park is a recreational park funded by the Jewish National Fund, built on the ruins of three Palestinian villages that were demolished by the Israeli army after illegally occupying the West Bank. In May of 2005, Canada provided training to Israeli Air Force through Exercise Maple Leaf, an 11-country U.S. organized exercise in Cold Lake, Alberta. The same air forces that continued to bomb the Palestinian villages stayed an extra 3 weeks for specialized training with Canadian forces. Canada opposed the ruling of the International Court of Justice that the security wall, which is being illegally built on occupied land, is illegal and to be dismantled. Instead of serving the humanitarian cause, Canada continues to follow the lead of the U.S. In the 1968, only Canada and the U.S. voted against the UN resolutions invalidating Israeli attempts to change the status of Jerusalem. In 2002, after an armed occupation of 7 Palestinian villages, Canada was one of 2 countries to vote against sending an investigation team after reports of war crimes in Jenin. And about a week ago, Canada and the U.S. were the only 2 countries to vote the right of, veto the right of return of the Palestinian people. I think before I start talking peace, we have to let Canada and the world know that we demand justice first. Free Palestine!